came out to live with E.B. in Falls Church in 1913?
Yes.
How'd you happen to come out?
To begin with, our families were very, very close. And
they had been in D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our mothers were very, very close, and our families grew up together. And when I got a certain age, I lost my grandmother, who was a stabilizing force. And I knew eventually I was going to leave home, and I wanted to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get a place there where I wouldn't have any difficulty in knowing the people and also getting a chance to vote. You know what the situation was years ago. And then Anderson was working along there to abolish Jim Crow and stuff of that sort. And I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I went out there with him and Lieutenant Severus, and we organized in the Fairfax branch of the NACP. Then I was able to vote. Never voted Republican, but once. That was for Wilkie.
That was for Wilkie, yeah.
And that was not that I love Wilkie so much. That was a protest against perpetuity.
Yeah.
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That was against the third term.
Yeah. Where was E.B. living when you first came out there? At 307?
No. He was living with his parents, where Annie has those stores.
In the house there?
In the house there.
Yeah.
And that house was torn down.
Wait a minute. When was the house built? You have any idea?
No, I used to hear his grandmother talk about it. He used to live on Harvard Street. I used to hear him talk about his paternal grandmother.
Who used to live on Harvard Street?
Henderson roomed on Harvard Street with a family by the name of Holland.
Yeah.
When he was in school.
Yeah.
Then, when he married, he came out there and lived with his parents. And little Edwin was less than a year old when I went out there the first time.
Who was the less than a year old?
The older boy.
Oh, yeah. Young Edwin.
Yes.
Yeah.
I came out there in the
one who's the dentist now.
Dentist, yes.
Yeah.
I came out there Labor Day in 1913.
Uh-huh.
And little Edwin was a year old before that month ended.
And you stayed there in the house on South Washington Street?
Until Henderson built this new house down on South Maple Street.
Well, how long between was that?
Well, I think he was working on it in 1915.
On 307.
Because it was called the Lee Highway then. It wasn't called Maple. It was Box 13, Lee Highway.
Mm-hmm. Box 13?
Lee Highway, that's right.
Did the actual, wait a minute, 307, the
307 changed that either when they ran they changed the.
In the 1920s, they put Lee Highway through, right?
Yes.
Well, originally the house 307 faced east.
Well, he had it turned around. It
yeah,
turned
but
on Fairfax Street. They called it Fairfax.
Yeah, but originally it faced toward Galloway Methodist Church.
Yes.
Yeah. And what did it face?
It didn't face Galloway. The back was at Galloway. It faced Miss Gundry. Miss Gundry had a farm of children, handicapped children.
Yeah.
And there was a long, he had about 200... feet of lawn from there to what they call Fairfax Street.
Yeah.
Then when the Lee Highway came through, the back, that made the back of his house. And he had it moved back toward the Fairfax Street there.
Yeah, and turned around at the same time, wasn't it?
They didn't turn it around. They just pushed it back.
Oh, just moved it back.
Yes.
To make way for the for Lee Highway.
Yes, and also he liked gardening. Mm-hmm. He wanted to garden, and then later on he had those houses built. I mean those stores built.
Yeah. Right nearby there. On Lee Highway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thorpe and
Thorpe Smith?
Yes, they own that. I think they call that Washington Street, isn't it?
Well, it's South Washington.
No, Washington Street, I think they call it now.
But the other part was West Fairfax.
Well, see, they chopped all through there.
Yeah.
After they left the old Falls Church, the church on the corner.
Yeah.
They began to run spurs all through there.
Well, yeah. Now, let's back up a minute.
Yeah.
When you first went out there, you lived at the house on South Washington Street.
Yes.
And who built that? It was some of the Hendersons.
Well, I used to hear him, as I said, I used to hear him talk about his paternal grandmother. I never saw her.
Yeah, but there's a house there now where his grandmother originally lived. And then there was another house that set back a little bit from the street, a little further from the street, that was built a little bit later. And is that where you lived first?
Yes, there was a little place there that was used as an office. Do you ever hear of a man by the name of Caputi?
Yeah.
Well, I think Caputi used to use that little...
Well, that's 121. 121 is still there, isn't it?
I think so. It's been all decorated there, right next to the stores.
Yeah. It's still there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, behind the stores, there used to be a house. And is that where you live first?
This place where I live is on the road. Didn't sit back at all. His mother had a little store down at the corner.
Yeah, right next to it.
Where it swings around there and goes to Annandale.
Yeah. Now, who had that store?
His mother had that store.
His mother had that store.
Now, I don't think she owned it. I think she rented it.
Yeah, well, that little store was there as late as 1946, because I have a picture of it.
Yes.
Of kind of an aerial view showing it. And is that the store his mother operated?
His mother operated it. Then she brought it up there right across from where the old police station used to be.
Yeah. Well, the store I'm talking about was next to the church property. Next to the Falls Church property.
Oh, yes. Well, that was the store that Annie wanted to turn into a filling station. She wanted me to go in with that. But she decided to...
Well, did Annie build that store?
Yes.
And then she tore it down later. Or had it torn down.
I'm talking about those stores that are already there now, those big stores.
Yeah, but that was a later thing. See, she had a little store.
That little store was right next to the house.
Yeah, between the house and
the
church.
Church. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know when she tore down the little store?
No, I don't. At that particular time, I started doing some coaching and also working with clubs and also working with a number of organizations.
Well, you weren't living in Falls Church in the 1940s anyway, were you?
1940? No, I got married in 1935.
And you moved back to D.C.?
In other words, my freedom was mortgaged in 1935. Wait, laughing. They'll laugh at you too when you get old.
That's right. Well, you just have a very interesting way of putting things. I enjoy the way you put things.
That's lucky. Well, when folks laugh, my wife says they laugh just to be polite, so thanks for being polite.
But you lived down in 307 part of the time, I suppose.
Yes.
But you did live up at the other house first.
Yes, that was near, the bank was catacombing.
Yeah.
From that
right,
state.
Right.
The bank was a frame bank at first, I think.
Yeah, it was an old frame bank. Do you remember that as a frame bank?
I went over there in 1913.
Yeah, that was, the stone bank wasn't built in 1924.
Yes. Well, that, Mr. Hawkhurst was a cashier, and Dr. Fedley and Emmy Church,
mm-hmm.
and all those personalities
mm-hmm.
were connected with that bank.
Yeah, yeah.
And it grew very, very nicely. And when they had the bank holiday, that was one of the first banks that became reactivated. It was very solid big.
What bank holiday?
Remember when during Roosevelt's administration, when he came there and closed all the banks?
Yeah. Yeah, that was in the 1930s.
Roosevelt came in 1932.
Yeah.
He was elected in 1932. In 1933, they had all this depression that had the failure of the financial business up there in New York. What is it called then?
Stock exchange.
What do you call it?
Stock exchange?
Yes, the stock exchange. Black Monday, they call it, whenever
yeah,
they had that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, all the people were singing the blues. They had runs on the banks and so forth. And when they did open the banks, the Falls Church Bank was one of the first ones to open because it was so solidly grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very proud to say that about that bank.
Mm-hmm.
It says a little bank with big personalities.
What do you remember most about Falls Church in the way you like to remember it?
I like to remember the improvement from the road that they had. Henderson used to have a little truck to raise the vegetables.
Yeah.
And had a horse that used to be on the track. They called the horse Lighty because he was so fast when he was racing.
Yeah.
Well, when we would bring a produce to the market, when they got around there, just before you got to where was Hall's Hill then.
Yeah.
Well, Lighty's knees sometimes would be up to mud, and the hub of the wagon would be right down to...
Right down to mud.
Yes. Where they had, sometimes they had, we used to say the road fell in at that time.
Yeah.
But there's a quagmire, you'd meet quagmires all the way through there until you got to Cherrydale.
In all the low places.
All the low places.
Yeah.
Well, Cherrydale was a hot day for the Keeper's Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their own bank there, and they, I think they had their own fire department also, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
That's to serve the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
But the road, when we got there, we're getting ready to go into Rosalind.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the mud started drying. By the time we got to Henderson's wife's mother's on 12th Street,
mm-hmm.
we were nearly dry. Henderson's at the old M Street, was at the Dunbar.
High school,
when I was at Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was old M Street High School then because they didn't build a Dunbar until around 1916 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I say this, when I went out there in 1913, we had a hard time with the even my own group, because they were so itchy scratchy. They said that the white and colored folks got along well enough together. Why turn up the nest and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we kept plugging it away. And in 1922, they got enough money together to send Henderson as his first delegate to the NAC conference in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
After 1922,
mm-hmm.
showing the growth. And then some younger folks started growing up. Mm-hmm. And they began to get the chest out a little further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't like some of the things that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the parents were very itchy scratchy there because there was a very fine relation, especially among the domestics.
Mm-hmm.
The domestics were both the guy who was home and the people for whom they worked had children. They could turn over the clothes of the children,
mm-hmm.
outgrew them.
Mm-hmm.
And I could understand how it was. I used to try to be patient with some of the other folks there who used to call them all sorts of names and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later, then we began to get people. And I remember a man by the name of McCormick, who was running for Congress at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And strange to say, Henderson's son was down in Tuskegee then, and he used to send an absentee ballot.
Absentee ballot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow or other, I think I was coaching a team that had a very, very important game that was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I won't bother about the election day. Nothing can come of it anyhow. And believe it or not, it came out to be a tie vote.
And you would have broken
either
the tie.
Either Henderson's son or I would have broken. And then they had a runoff. And McCormick left. Lost out. So he was very liberal. He was one of those who saw the light of day.
Mm-hmm. But he lost.
Yes, he lost. And one vote would have put him over.
Uh-huh.
And they had a count, recount, recount, recount. I had about three recounts.
Mm-hmm.
And each time it turned out to be a tie.
And if you had voted, it wouldn't have ever been
either
a tie.
One of us.
It just goes to show that one vote counts. Sure does. When you were in Falls Church, you were speaking about roads a while ago.
Yes.
Do you recall any corduroying of roads? You know what I mean by corduroying? Where they put logs across the road in the mud places?
Yes. They used to do that sometime up Annandale.
You mean on Annandale Road?
Yes.
Near...
As you got a little higher.
Oh, no, not now. Be in the lower places.
I mean, as you went out a little farther in the county, a little farther in the county.
Yeah. Well, were there ever any logs... Do you know where Joel Harris's motel used to be?
No.
Well, you know, between Lee Highway and Hillwood on Annandale Road, I guess they used to call it Shreve Street, Shreve Road.
Shreve Road, yes.
There was a low place there, didn't they? Did they used to corduroy there?
Maybe they did.
Or around on Lee Highway near Thorpe Smith. You don't recall it?
No. Yeah, I don't. I know this, that they had a cow path from Lee Highway past the Methodist Church. And
cow path?
I called it a cow path.
You mean the East pavement. Broad Street?
On the pavement.
Yeah, well, East Broad Street? Or is this North Washington Street you're talking about?
And after you passed the church, as you swung around from Lee Highway to Annandale.
Yeah.
We call it Annandale Road, Annandale, what is it called?
Shreve Road. You mean on the way over to past Galloway?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about Galloway business now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was it was just about hardly a yard wide. The people got together, and I said, well, I'm balancing myself on this cow path. Well, I hadn't moved out there then.
Mm-hmm.
So Ken Henderson's wife said, Cato, be very, very careful. The folks went to extreme lengths to get there, and they're very proud of that little, if not much more than a carpet, but it is out of them.
That's the road that goes by the Galloway Methodist.
Yes.
In front of the Third Baptist.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The little Third Baptist there was something. They had a minister that had a choir that had one of these little organs that would break down almost any time. And it just said, oh, just so God is here, don't bother about the organ. Just let your voices ring.
Did the Hendersons have the farm?
Yes.
When you were out here?
Yes. I was a member then.
You were part of the farm?
Yeah.
Tell me something about the farm. How big was it? What'd you have?
We had 67 acres.
67 acres?
I had every apple you can imagine. Imagine.
Really?
Hardly any apple that you got from those little...
Crab apples?
Not crab apples. These were sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Crab apples weren't sweet, were they?
No, they're sort of sour.
Well, anyhow, Ben Davis, Gold Grimes, Golden Grimes, Lady Maiden's Blush.
Did you have animals?
Yes.
Did you have cows and pigs?
Yes, I had...
Chickens?
A few pigs, I had plenty of chickens. And three horses.
Where was the farmhouse in relation to the present cemetery?
The farmhouse was near Midway, I guess.
You mean about where the, close to the road or back where the headquarters building is, the office building?
I couldn't tell you where the office building is now. I don't know. We sold it in 1934-35. And it changed around to completely. Dr. Graham.
Dr. N.F. Graham.
Yes, he had about 30 acres in front of us.
That was across the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Altogether, there were 90-some acres there. But the Graham property hedged us in. And we couldn't do anything until they got rid of theirs. And I think they got a pretty good piece of penny there on theirs.
Mm-hmm. Was theirs all on the south side of the road? On the other side of the road?
On the right side going after you left the highway.
Well, if you're going from Falls Church out there, it'd be on the left. Right? Correct?
If you're going to Falls...
From Falls Church.
Oh, from Falls Church, it'd be on the left, yeah.
Yeah, and then your farm was on the right.
Our farm was adjoining.
On the left?
Wherever it was, our farm was behind that, was joint. If you speak about the right, it was on the right. If you speak about the left, it was on the left. It wasn't across from it. It was joint.
The same side. Same side is Graham.
Yes, it was a part of it.
Oh.
It was all together, one piece. And Graham stripped off that 30 acres. I think he had 30 acres.
Mm-hmm.
We had 67 acres back of ours.
Oh, so you're all on the left side going out from Falls Church.
We're on the same side where the cemetery is.
That's the right side.
Right side going...
From Falls Church.
From Falls Church.
Yeah. Now, was Graham on that same side?
He's on the same side where we were.
But his house was on the other side.
Maybe so.
His house was on the other side of the road.
Probably so.
Well, where was your house in relation to where his house was?
I couldn't tell you because... The roads came through. We had the interlocking road that came. And...
Yeah, but Lee Highway was built then. When you were out there.
Yes. But Lee Highway was... Graham wasn't on Lee Highway.
Oh, wait a minute. When were you out there? When did you go out there?
I went out there in 1913.
I mean, out to the farm.
Oh, I was at the farm, I guess, in, about 1920s, because Bob married me.
Oh, well, maybe the road wasn't built then. Lee Highway.
Well, Lee Highway, I remember Lee Highway was there when
you went out there?
Lee Highway was there when Jimmy was born. They were working on Lee Highway when Jimmy was born.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was behind the house.
Behind your house?
Yes. The Lee Highway was behind the house. Then Henderson had the back part of the house enclosed with the... He had a glass den.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the beautiful flowers he had, he transferred them on the front. And the people who used to be going around there used to remark how beautiful it was.
Mm-hmm. But the house is all gone now, of course.
Yes. There's a man by the name of Hoskins.
Hoskins,
real estate. He was a crafty old codger. To tell you how crafty he was, in order to pay off about $4,000 taxes after I came out of the service. Ruby Lee Miner, ever heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Lee Miner went broke in 1927. We didn't get any money from 1927 till about 1940s. But Hoskins laid low until I had a great big mound knocked down, and they wanted to have two places where the garage is now, where Clinton's garage is now, and the other place.
You mean up at Seven Corners?
No.
Coon's garage.
Coon's garage is right there after you swing off, leave the church.
Do you mean right next to Galloway Methodist?
Well, it's very close to Galloway. You probably cross away from it.
You mean where he sells used cars?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Well, anyhow, the Smith property was right next door to where I was, and the college has bought it. I got mine from Bryce. And when we wanted to get that $4,000, when I sold a lot of it to pick up that amount of money, I was getting 20, 25 cents a square foot. And those other people got $3.50 and $4 a square foot. I joined my property. Yourself.
No. Where was your property?
My property was right adjoining where Henderson's 307 Maple.
Yeah. On the...
On the right side going toward Washington.
On the right side going toward Washington. Be across the street? Oh, on the right side going toward Washington.
Oh,
it'd be on the same side of the road then.
Yeah. And then they had a part of it they called the Low Acre around.
Low Acre?
Yes. Now, I want to tell you, the reason it's so confusing, when Ruby Lee Miner took it, Ruby Lee Miner cut it up in smaller lots, and the surveying must have been very, very poorly done.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the people wanted to build a start of stores of some sort, several people found that their property was on somebody else's property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time that Ruby Lee Miner got in difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in Lee Heights, I believe you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Ever hear of a man by the name of Joseph Denning? Denning?
Joseph?
D-E-M-I-N-G.
Deming?
Yes.
Deming.
Joseph Deming.
D-E-M-I-N-G.
Yes, but he was running that, the Ruby Lee Miner interest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether she was divorced or not, but anyhow, Mr. Ruby Lee Miner's name never showed up. But every time we had any dealings, it was always with Joseph B. Denny, Demi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was... So tell about this fella.